Hey everyone, this is Nick from the EWP Podcast over at EWPpodcast.com, and you are listening to the School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Today on episode number 328 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we're going to talk about podcast promotion in bulk, and we're going to have a conversation with Dustin Hartzler of YourWebsiteEngineer.com.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is the original podcast about podcasting, and this is where we talk about all things podcasting while saving you time by avoiding those most common podcasting pitfalls. I'm so glad that you have tuned in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can click the voicemail button out on the website. There are all sorts of ways. Just go out to our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. And we're just going to jump right into the content today. And I want to start off by saying that Mike Russell of Music Radio Creative. Now, if you want to check out Music Radio Creative, he does have an affiliate program. So go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. You know that one, right? Then add a / Music Radio Creative. And here's what I think. Here's why I think Mike is a genius. And I barely know Mike. We've exchanged emails and things like that. But I saw this and I was like, this is really a great strategy. So here's the thought. I've always said, and I don't want to beat this horse, I've talked about this to death. When you do podcast promotion, you have four steps. Step one, identify who your audience is, who your target audience is. Step two, go there. Step three, do not skip step three. Step three, make friends with them. Step four, tell them about your podcast. So I met Mike Russell when I was on Ray Ortega's The Podcasters Roundtable, and we'll have links to that out in the show notes. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/328 for everything we talk about today. And I got to meet Mike. I was like, hey, pretty nice guy. So I kind of reached out to him after our little roundtable with Ray and found out what he did. So what happened? Well, at first I made an acquaintance of him. We exchanged a couple emails and then I found out that he makes jingles. In fact, if you go to musicradiocreative.com/podcast, you can actually hear his podcast. Now, his background is in radio. And more importantly, radio advertising and things of that nature, jingles, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, oh, this is somebody I could learn something from. And you're going to see this in a pattern going towards the end of the year here. I'm going to start having experts on. And not so much podcasting experts, but for instance, we're going to have the podcast goddess on. She is someone that's fairly new to podcasting. As is, you'll hear today when we talk with Dustin Hartzler. He's only been going at it a little over a year. He's coming up on two. And this is another strategy of podcasting where you may not be the ultimate uber expert, but start a podcast and you soon will be as you constantly talk about your topic. And so Mike is somebody who I was like, okay, here's a jingle expert. And we're going to be getting into the Angela from the podcast goddess. She's kind of a marketing expert. I've got a good person I'm going to be reaching out to, and you know who you are, about SEO and search engine optimization and getting more traffic. And so why? Because these are all things that, and you go, well, that's not about talking into a microphone. No, but all those rely and help on building a better product, a better sounding product, a product that gets more attention, more visits from Google, things of that nature. So we're going to kind of be hitting around this. And today we're talking with Dustin about WordPress, because as a podcaster, I recommend that you build your website on WordPress. So Mike has his podcast, and he, Mike, many other businesses, is using his podcast to A, position himself as an expert. Because if you listen to that, you're like, man, this guy knows jingles like upside down, left away, sideways, right? And he's using it to promote his business. And he does that on a weekly basis. And so his audience is people who need a jingle, need a voiceover, right? Without being a blatant commercial. And he's doing it very, very well. But he could reach out to every single podcaster. You know, podcaster A, podcaster B. Hey, I'm Mike Russell. I'm Mike Russell. I do this. I do that at Music Radio Creative. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. And there are, you know, go to iTunes. See how many podcasts there are. Okay. Mike was smart. And he did an episode recently that I thought was very, very cool about making money and podcast advertising. And he has already graciously, if you hear the ladies at the beginning of the show, that's Mike Russell's crew. And he made a little snippet, a little promo for the School of Podcasting and threw it into one of his last podcasts. In fact, here it is.
School of Podcasting. With Dave Jackson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to start off with some quick podcast success stories. Here again, podcasting is opening doors to people. You're connecting with your audience, so you're getting to know them a little better. Subscribe now at schoolofpodcasting.com.
Now, Mike did that because he graciously, thank you very much, Mike, nominated the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements for a podcast award. Thank you very much. He also did one for Daniel J. Lewis. He also did one for Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, and for anybody else that he nominated. And if you think about it, here's a novel thought. Everybody that he nominated has a podcast, right? In fact, he's geniusly reaching out to everybody who is a, quote, podcast consultant. Why? Because who do we talk to? Who do I talk to? I'm talking to potential podcasters and people who already have a podcast. This is where I say it's podcast promotion in bulk. And so the key to that was, first of all, Mike and I have exchanged emails. I know Mike. I trust Mike. I don't know him. I might recognize him on the street. I've seen him once. But I trust him. I've used his service, and I find him reliable. And so, consequently now, I'm talking about Mike Russell. And that's my thought here. You may be trying to go out, whoever, if we go back to step one was identify your target market. Got it, your target audience. And we may be kind of running our legs off, trying to reach every single person. We might want to step back a minute and say, is there anybody who is already talking to my target market who isn't my competition? Because I've had people contact me who kind of are my competition and go, hey, can I talk to your audience? And I go, wait, but then they're going to go, I don't think so. But in this case, Mike and I have services that complement each other. Mike might have some people that hear his jingles and see his podcast and see how it's working for him and go, oh, I want to start a podcast. And he might go, oh, go see my friend Dave Jackson at the School of Podcasting. And because I've used his service, and like I said, I like the voiceover that I got, I will be more than happy to throw people Mike's way. And so there may be somebody in your genre that already has your audience. And this is where it's vital that you do not walk over to them and go to step four and go, hi, my name's Dave Jackson. Here, tell your audience to come to my website. Mm-mm, that's not the way it works. Introduce yourself. Make friends with them. You know, go over and show that you did your homework. I'll give you an example. Let's reverse engineer this a bit. I do a podcast for musicians called the Marketing Musician Podcast. And I have people all the time that will email me and go, hey, I saw your podcast, blah, 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 blah. I think my music would be perfect for it. Now, the interesting thing about this is I don't play music on that podcast. And when I get that email, it is painfully obvious that this person does not listen to my podcast. But if I get an email from somebody that says, hey, Dave, I listened to last week's episode about using that free WordPress plugin to sell downloads. That's really, really cool. I just want to let you know I use this plugin, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Love, Rachel. That is not shotgun marketing is what I call that. That's somebody who has reached out to me, obviously listens to the podcast, uses my name. I love when people want me to use their service and I get the email as hello. When my name is everywhere on my website, it's on my contact page. I announce my name in every podcast. So make a personal approach. See what they're doing and see if you would be a good fit for them before you reach out and say, hey, can we cross promote? So when I went over to the podcast awards, what did I see that is now a part of the prize package? You guessed it, a jingle from Mike Russell. Why? Because when Todd announces this, these prizes and the winners, what is he going to say? And the winner of a free jingle. And who's going to be in front of that? Who's going to be interested in the winner of the podcast awards? You guessed it. Podcasters. It's podcast promotion in bulk. So I could go on and on about that, but just think about that. Think about who your target market is. And then see if there's somebody who's already talking to your target audience who isn't going to be your competition. And maybe if they are your competition, again, tread lightly, but go over and at least introduce yourself. And think about if you can do a little bulk podcast promotion. Hey, I want to give a quick special above and beyond shout out to my friend, Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast.com. He recently celebrated episode number 100 and did something that was quite the undertaking. He asked his audience, which much like this particular podcast is made up of podcasters, and said, send in your tips. I want 100. And I sent in like, I don't know, 7, I think one for each podcast, and said, you know, use one, use them all, whatever you want. I think he actually used them all, which was very nice of him, very gracious. And so I just wanted to say, if you want to check this out, it's a great episode, as are all of Daniel's podcasts. Check them out at theaudacitytopodcast.com/100. And special congratulations to Daniel J. Lewis. Yeah! All right, next up, I found this guy's podcast in iTunes, listened to it, and to make a long story short, found out that he's in Ohio. Liked his podcast, and being kind of a WordPress guru, here again, I thought, well, what does my audience need? We need to know how to plan our podcast, how to promote it, things of this nature. And I went, hey, let's have a WordPress guru on to share his insight. And the other thing I wanted to do, and why I'm going to have some guests on here in the future, I wanted to find people who have kind of made it over that first hurdle. They're in the groove of podcasting. They got it, and they're starting, for lack of a better phrase, to find their own voice. So Dustin is relatively new to podcasting. He's coming up, I think, on year 2. And so you're going to hear that. And that's the other reason why I wanted to bring him on. So you can hear the benefits that he is reaping from his podcast. Not all money, by the way, but definitely there's some of that. But the fact that he's doing this now, and it's been over a year. It's coming up on 2, and he's really sounding like things are rolling now. So again, I say this not to deter you from starting a podcast, but realize it's not going to happen overnight. It can if you have a big email list and things like that. But for most people, it's a bit of a slow burn. But if you have that passion, you can make it through. So here is my conversation with Dustin. Dustin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I wish I knew. I think I just went into iTunes and typed like WordPress podcast because I'd listened to a few and most of them had died. And I was looking to kind of get ramped back up on WordPress. And here came, you know, your website engineer, listened to it, liked it, and was like, all right. So I've been a big fan ever since. And so I thought I would bring you on because well, tell us like your background and your experience with WordPress and that whole line. Let's get to know Dustin.
Sure. And yeah, that is one way that I find a lot of people find me is that there is so many podcasts out there about WordPress that, and a lot of them have kind of what you call pod faded. So they, you know, they've done a really good job or they have, you know, 100 episodes or I don't think any of them's quite to the 100 episodes, but they're kind of like, oh, the last they've been updated is 2011, 2010. And I kind of got started in WordPress back in 2009, just kind of playing with it. And I kind of figured that that was the way that I wanted to take things. And I was looking for those same exact resources. I was looking for podcasts. I was an avid podcast listener and there was nothing out there in the technology world that really suited me. And so I'm like, why don't I create this space? I knew that I wasn't the best guy or the most knowledgeable guy just starting out in WordPress. But I found that the knowledge that I had about just websites in general, that was a very good start. And now as I keep diving in deeper and deeper and spending all day, every day within WordPress, like I've been learning so much and it's such a powerful tool. And so I build websites full time and then I have a show, like you said, Your Website Engineer Podcast, and that comes out once a week. Every Wednesday morning, a new episode comes out. And I just really try to focus on helping website developers or small business owners take their website to the next level, what they can do to improve it, how they can add small little functionality. I've shared different tips and tools of how I found website clients, how I run my day, what kind of tools that I use to build a website, things along those lines. And so that's a little bit about me. I love building websites, but I also love sharing information with people. And so I figured that a podcast is a good way to do that.
Very cool. Now, a lot of people like myself, I personally don't like to dive into the back end. I don't want to play with SQL. I don't want to do any of that fun-filled stuff. I like to play with plugins and stuff on the front end that works. I don't really do a lot with the back end, but I know that there's probably some areas where I might be vulnerable to attacks or things like that. Are there anything that for a person like me that never dives into the back end, I shouldn't say never, but I try to avoid that. Mm-hmm. Anything that we should be aware of besides, well, I'll just leave it at that. Anything we should be aware of?
I don't think there's anything vulnerability-wise that you need to kind of be fearing, if you will, from not being getting into the back end. But I would say the thing that you should focus on more is just if you're not sure exactly what you're doing, really take some time and effort to learn before you do. I know that there's a lot of code that makes WordPress work right. And if you change some things around or you delete a semicolon or a bracket or something, your entire website can go down and it can go down very quickly, very easily. And so I always recommend if you are going to do any back-end developing whatsoever to have an FTP client so you actually can undo what you're doing. I had an experience one time when I first got started with I only had access via WordPress and I needed to change one file in there. I don't know, the functions.php file, and I messed it up and I blank screened their website. I couldn't get back in, and then they had to pay their hosting company to pull a backup even though I knew exactly what I needed to do. Like, they didn't give me the access, they didn't have access to FTP, and it was just a big nightmare. So the thing that I love about using some sort of an actual tool rather than WordPress itself is that Command Z or Control Z, depending on what kind of computer you're on, to do the undo. So if break your site, you can undo it real quick and then you can get it back relatively easy.
Absolutely. Next to air conditioning, the best invention ever is the undo button.
Yes. Yes. And you would not believe how many hundreds of times I do undo every single day.
Now, do you have any favorite plugins or favorite, like I was just looking at your website and you've got that cool thing in the upper right hand corner, the little thing that's like a flap over the corner of your upper right hand corner. What theme are you using? Tell us a little bit about like what are your favorite themes, your favorite plugins, things like that.
Sure. We'll start with favorite plugins. I'm a big guy that if it can be done with a few lines of code, I'm just going to add that to the theme. And that's just the way that I am, just so that you're not having to update plugins all the time. But there's a couple plugins that I just really like and really use a lot. And the first one is, this one's perfect for podcasters, and it's called Pretty Link Lite. And it's basically gives you the ability to take any URL out there in the world and then change it into your own custom URL. And so I do this a lot with affiliate links, or if I want somebody very easily or quickly to get to a link. Say, for example, like I have an affiliate link with a company that hover.com hover.com, let's say, for example, where you can buy domain names. And instead of saying, hey, go to hover.com/the, 13 random numbers slash Dustin, you know, I just say, hey, go to yourwebsiteengineer.com/hover. And then, you know, then people, if they're out there, they're listening on the radio, you know, you say that enough times, they're like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. You know, it's just yourwebsiteengineer.com/hover. And the cool thing about that is it also gives you analytics inside of WordPress itself. So I do this a lot when I do a webinar. I guess a lot of times I have the webinar sign up and it's just yourwebsiteengineer.com/webinar. And then I can see how many people actually clicked on that link and how many people signed up. And so I could see, like, oh, I had 400 people click on the link and I had 32 people sign up. And so then I know there's some sort of disconnect, like, okay, now maybe is my landing page not good enough? What can I tweak to get that number higher? And the cool thing is, like, you can reset those stats. And so I use the same link for every webinar, but then I just reset it so I can relook at it every time I do a webinar, which is really pretty cool. Another plugin that I use, and this one is by the folks over at iThemes, and it's a premium plugin, and you don't have to use this one, but I use it, and it's called Backup Buddy, and it automatically backs up every website that I create or every website that I host for clients because it automatically does it. There's tons of these out there. There's one that backs up websites to Dropbox. There's some that back it up just to your server. But any solution, any WordPress site that you have, you need to be backing it up just because you could get attacked with malware. You could get, your server could go down. There's a whole bunch of things that could happen. And you don't want to be like, oh, well, my last backup was like 6 months ago. And then you lose all your posts, all your pages, all your podcast episodes, and you have to go back through and add them all one at a time. And so I have mine set up to back up once a week. It backs up all my posts, my podcasts, all my videos, everything that I have on my site once a week. And then it does the entire contents, all my theme structure, all that kind of stuff. It backs all that stuff up once a month because I don't make changes there too often. But those are a couple of my plugins that I came up, like those are the ones that I recommend all the time. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds out there that you can use. There, a bunch of them are free. The bunch of them within the WordPress repository are great resources. I guess another one I'll say real quick too is, it's called Yoast by, or it's, let me think here, WordPress SEO by Yoast. And that one does a really great job of helping you kind of tailor your posts in your pages for SEO. And what I really like about that one is it's got a little tab down at the bottom. Like you can add, you can make a special SEO title. You can have your meta description different. And then it kind of ranks your posts and it gives you like a green light if you've got everything right, yellow if you're okay, and red if you're really bad. And then there's a tab that you can click on. You can see everything that you did wrong. It maybe says that your post isn't long enough, or you don't have your keywords in the first first paragraph of your post, or a whole bunch of just little things like that. It just kind of helps you. It kind of coaches you along. And before you know it, you're starting to, you know, write a post. And then when you're completely done, you've got the green light. You wrote it. So search engines are going to be able to find it. So I like that one. That one's completely free. Tons of settings in there. And honestly, like if you don't do anything and you set up with the default settings, you're going to be completely fine.
That's one of my favorites. You hit all my faves.
Nice.
Because like you talked about a pretty link. I use that for if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, mm-hmm. that takes you over to iTunes. Yep. And the one thing about Backup Buddy, a couple versions ago, at least on my server, it would time out because I was trying to back up 8 billion gigs of video files. And then with their latest version, man, it's lickety split. So I'm a big fan of Backup Buddy as well.
Yeah. And I guess another thing that I didn't say about Backup Buddy is you can actually save those off-site as well. So I send those over to Rackspace where I have hosting account already. And I figured it out. Like I send 5 versions of my website because I'm anal. Like I just don't want to lose anything. And I send 5 versions. It's maybe 10 gigabytes worth of data. And it costs me like 49 cents per month or something like that. I mean, it's ridiculously cheap. You can use Amazon S3. You can back it up to another FTP server. You can back it up to Dropbox. You can do a lot of things with it. So really kind of a powerful plugin.
Well, what inspired you to start a podcast?
When I was in college, I actually was a DJ at the radio station and I did sports broadcasting. So I really liked being in front of the mic. I liked kind of sharing my information with people. And there was a real need, I felt. Every podcast that was out there was about WordPress. I mean, there was probably 10 of them when I started. I started in December of 2010. So I'm rapidly approaching the 2-year mark. But there was just nothing out there that was worth it. You know, it was maybe there was a couple that were just about plugins, and you can only do so much with plugins. You know, there's some things that you can do, you know, with just a couple lines of code, you can do some awesome things with your WordPress website. So the need was there. And I really, honestly, like I wanted to learn more myself. And I was like, how better for me to learn than to just podcast about it? So, you know, every week I would continue to pick a topic that I didn't really know a whole lot about. And then I kind of dive in, I'd learn about it, and then I'd talk about it. And you could really tell in episodes that I didn't know what I was talking about early on. And I would actually get all the way to the end. I'm like, well, I stuttered way too much through this. I didn't know what I was doing. Like now I understand the concept. And then I would re-record the entire show. And it was just kind of a whole learning process. And now we're getting to a point where my podcast is getting a little bit more popular and people are coming to me for answers to questions. And some of the questions I've never even thought about before, or I don't have an answer for. And so then I'll go ahead and I'll just, you know, I have to go out and find an answer. Or if I can't figure it out, then I actually, you know, kind of bring it out to the community. Let people of the WordPress community, because there's hundreds of thousands of us out there that, I mean, it's really neat when you're using an open source software that people are just so excited to help if they know the answer. Like, it's one of the craziest things. So the need was there, and I wanted to do it because I'm a big geek, and it was kind of motivating for me to create my own something and create my own brand. So that's kind of the reasons that I started my podcast.
Well, you mentioned that when you first started out, occasionally you would stammer, stutter, whatever you want to call it. Anything else, any other kind of big hurdles that you found that you know, you've obviously overcome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one thing that is extremely hard, and it's taking me a while to kind of figure out how to do it, but I have a very visual type niche that I try to talk about. You know, code is visual. It would be much easier for me to do a video podcast. Well, video podcasting is, you know, as we talked right before we started, like it's so much harder to do video, to make it perfect and all these different things. I just know the benefit of, you know, having a podcast with people driving all the time. So I try to not overwhelm anybody with code. And so if I have some sort of question that involves like code, like I'm not going to say like, okay, put bracket less than equal sign and then function, you know, like I'm not going to tell that on the air, but I just will reference, okay, now go back to the website. This is episode, you know, whatever. And then I'm going to have the link right there, or the entire code, just copy and paste it right into this specific function. And so I think that was probably the hardest thing to kind of get over was, okay, this is a very visual thing. And how do I make it not boring? Like that was another thing. Like I could talk about code all day long. Like, okay, this code is going to do this and this code's going to do this. But that's not what I found that most people were looking for. They wanted the small bits of things that they could do to really help their website to kind of improve it to the next level. Or they just wanted to kind of learn different tips and tricks about how to get around WordPress a little easier or things along those lines. So I guess the hardest thing or the thing that I had to overcome was, okay, this is a very audio or a very visual thing. How do I turn that into audio content? And I think there's a lot of podcasters out there that have that exact same thing. You know, maybe they build model boats or something. You know, how do you podcast about something that you would rather show pictures or, you know, video on? So that's, it makes it hard, but I like the challenge. I like, okay, how am I going to describe this without making it too boring for the people? And I do have to admit, like sometimes I will re-record entire sections because I'm like, well, that's stupid. I got bored just listening to myself record it. And so, you know, that happens every once in a while, but you know, that makes me a better podcaster. That makes me more excited and, you know, kind of learning about how to broadcast things in a better, easier, simpler way.
Well, you talk about how people want this and they want that. How are you getting that feedback from your audience?
Yeah, it really kind of depends. Like I open my email box, you know, daily, and I have questions. Occasionally people will write in. Most people will leave comments or they'll use the form within my website and just kind of, hey, I've got a question about this. And I made a form that's up in the upper right hand corner under contact. And a lot of people use that. And then I just have a checkbox there and I say, is it urgent or not? And so they have the ability to say, no, it's not really urgent. So I'd know that if it's not urgent, I don't have to get to it right away. But then I also have a checkbox that says, is it okay to answer this on an upcoming show? I found that I was wasting a lot of time like, oh, yeah, this is a great question. Can I answer it on an upcoming show? You know, email back and forth, you know, that would take a little bit of an exchange. Well, now if I got the checkbox and they say, yep, I can use it, I just throw it into my show notes queue. And then when I get ready to prep for the show, then I'll just answer the question. So a lot of questions are ones that come out just from the community themselves. Maybe I'll see something on Twitter or a post that somebody maybe at like WPMU.org or, you know, some of the bigger WordPress sites that we're talking about during the week. Or sometimes I come up with content just based on what happened in my own business that week. You know, if a website that I was working on got hacked, maybe I'm going to talk about security this week because it wasted 4 hours of my day trying to figure out what this problem was. And maybe I could spend a half hour on my show talking about how to prevent this problem from happening. So a lot of ideas. I actually just have a list here that I have on my computer, and it just keeps getting longer and longer and longer because the questions can come in faster than I can release episodes, which is awesome. It's a great problem to have. At the beginning, it was very difficult. It was like, okay, whatever I just want, I think that the community wants, you know, I just kind of started winging stuff out. And, you know, as you grow, as you continue to podcast, you know, people will kind of earn your, like, I earn their respect by, you know, providing, you know, valuable information on a week in, week out, but on a week in and week out basis. And then they're like, okay, he's the expert, I'm going to ask him. And so that's where I find and generate a lot of content.
Well, we talked a little bit about plugins. What are some of your favorite themes?
Well, there's a ton of themes out there, and there's a ton of great themes, and there's a ton of bad themes. I really like the themes from ThemeForest.net. They run about $35 to $45 depending on how complex the themes are. But the problem is with using those, there's two problems with them. So the first one is if you're a developer and you're using a whole bunch of different ones, you have a bunch of different authors. So nobody does anything the exact same way. So there's a learning curve on every single project. Just as a developer, like just to let your audience know, like I build websites and I can go from complete scratch or I can start with a theme and then modify the theme and make it work for them. And a lot of clients don't need that high-end custom theme, you know, a custom template started from scratch. You know, a $40 theme will be good enough, and then we add some content, and then that keeps the cost down for them. But the first thing is with ThemeForest, like they can get kind of crazy to try to figure out how each developer does different things. And then the other problem that I don't like about those is they're really kind of bloated themes. There's a lot of stuff in there that you'll never use. So ThemeForest.net is a good one that I use a lot. I also use the builder themes from iThemes, and they just came out just today, yesterday. They came out with responsiveness for some of their themes, and I tried it on a development site I'm working on. I added one line of code. Honestly, I copied and pasted one line of code, and all of a sudden, my entire site went responsive. So if your listeners don't know exactly what responsive is, that just means if you're on a website and you resize the browser, or if you're on your phone versus your computer, it's going to look differently but better on each of those devices. And so that's kind of the whole thing about responsive. Your website responds to the device you're on. And so I really like iThemes. ThemeForest.net is where I go a lot. I've played around with the Thesis. I've played around with Genesis. I've played around with Headway. I mean, I've played around with all the big ones, the big frameworks, if you will. I like them all. I just don't have enough time. Like, I'd really love to dig in and dive into some of them. I know that the big frameworks are very much easier. Like, they're programmed and designed to be drag and drop or make it very easy for an end user who doesn't want to do any back end development. They want to just be a front end developer. They can make new sidebars and new widgets and all that kind of stuff very, very easily.
That's, to me, where Builder comes in. Builder makes that so easy. And to me, I loved Thesis, and I think they ruined it with the new version. You have to know a lot of CSS, and to me, that's just not – again, that's something I should learn. I used to know a lot more HTML than I know CSS, and it's just something where I just found a great new theme called Primetime from Mojo Themes that's responsive and very customizable, and it's only like you said, the ThemeForest thing. I think this one was $37, so I'm playing around with it. But I'm very tempted to go back to Builder because I used to use it, and the fact that they have that yearly renewal they have to pay, I was kind of like, yeah, wasn't real crazy about that, but it's worth it. It's so customizable and easy.
Yeah, and I also, I guess I'll tie in the last one, and I use some themes over at Woo Themes, or I've I've used some stuff over there, and then that kind of ties in with WooCommerce. That is a free plugin. That's one that should have been on my favorite plugins list, but that creates a shopping cart, and it's an awesome shopping cart. I mean, sure, it takes a lot of time to add a lot of products if you're selling a bunch of stuff, but there's so many plugins and extensions that you can add to it that I just finished up a site that they had. They wanted a special shipping shipping schedule, so there was a module for that. They had it was a Canadian company, so I needed a Canadian credit card processing thing, and they had that built in. That was an extra like $25. You know, you just bought the plugin and it worked. It has integration with PayPal or Authorize.net, all these different things, all these tools. I mean, it's so awesome that it's so simple that to use WooCommerce, and you can have a great looking website in a store. I mean, just very, very simply. And it's amazing that that is a completely free plugin. So I really like that one as well.
Well, I had a question about that. Does that something, when you use WooCommerce, does that take over your whole site, or can you just have like a page that's your store?
It is just like any other plugin that just kind of integrates right in with your own theme. So you can have just a page that's your store, and then when you just automatically set it up just with their default, it'll create like a store, to create a checkout page, it'll create a shopping cart page. And so it's got all those pieces in it. And then the cool part is like you can actually modify each one of those pages. That's a little bit of back-end work, but you can do that, and it's really neat because you can customize it, and then if they update their plugin, it's not going to wipe out your changes that you've made. And so like the site that I just installed it on, it kept all the same color scheme that I had, you know, all the CSS that was built into the theme that we were using. It just kind of inherited all those things, so it fits right in and it works beautifully.
Very cool. Well, you've been podcasting. You said you're coming up on 2 years. What benefits have you seen from starting your podcast?
Oh, man, there are so many benefits. And if I sat down and thought, okay, how many monetary benefits are there? I mean, not a whole lot, you know, exactly like that I can say, oh, I made $10,000 based on my podcast. I can't really do that, but I have gotten a ton of affiliate money from people using different sites that I've used. I've also had affiliate relationships with companies that I've had on my show before, that they've said, oh, so-and-so heard about us from your podcast, and so we're going to give you a 10% of the entire project fee, just so you can have that as a thank you. And I was like, wow, I wasn't even expecting that. So, you know, a couple hundred dollars there. But the biggest thing is just I have requests all the time for people who want to hire me, and I don't have to go find those people. Like I just tell people, I give free information to people. I teach people as much as they can. And most of the time, like they'll get to a point where they get stuck, and then they'll just come back and hire me. And so it's really pretty cool. Like I've kind of created a name for myself, and there's just tons of people. I've made great relationships with people all over the world. I do a webinar, and I know that there's a couple people from Australia that are going to tune in, and they're going to stay up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to 3 o'clock their time. They're going to be there, and they're in the chat room like, hi from Australia, and it's late, and I'm like, I know, thanks for tuning in. And I have a friend that lives down in Chile, and we talk, you know, on a like weekly, like there's emails back and forth between us. And I've interviewed really cool people from South Africa and the UK and just different places. Like it's amazing what you can do. I mean, I'm in the basement of my house. I have just this little studio here, but you know, now that I'm almost to 100 episodes, I can go out there and say, hey, you know, I'm interested in interviewing you about your plugin. And a lot of times it's, you know, I get to learn about people's work, their plugins, like the Backup Buddy. I interviewed the guy who is the co-founder of the company, and he told me all kinds of cool stuff. And then like after the show, we talked some more, and it was just really kind of cool. And so there's just been a lot of benefits. Like even he tossed me a license to try some stuff out. Like, hey, you want to try it out to make sure you know what you're talking about? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, I'm going to check that kind of stuff out. So just a lot of like, Not necessarily monetary, but I've gotten to meet a lot of cool people too, which has been really cool for me.
Absolutely. Well, very cool, man. Thank you so much for your time, for sharing a little bit of your WordPress knowledge. And if everybody wants to check him out, go over to, well, we know there's your website, engineer.com. Any other websites we should be talking about, or...
Sure. I mean, there's lots of other sites. Your website, engineer.com, is my main one. That's where I kind of send everybody, because it's just like free information about WordPress. There's tons of stuff there. There's videos. There's 98 podcasts as we're recording this. And you can check me out on Twitter, Dustin Hartzler, D-U-S-T-I-N-H-A-R-T-Z-L-E-R. That's my Twitter handle. And then I'm on there, and all my other social profiles and all that kind of stuff you can find at my website.
Very cool, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Want to say one other thing here, since we're kind of talking themes and things like that. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/builder, that's schoolofpodcasting.com/builder. From now, as I record this, it's 10/21/2012, through the end of October, October 31st, Builder is a great, phenomenal, extremely customizable theme, is on sale for 50% off if you use the coupon code responsive50. So again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/responsive50. It is a phenomenal theme. And it used to be my favorite theme until I found Thesis. And now that they've kind of, for lack of a better phrase, in my opinion, messed up Thesis, I'm probably going to think that, I'm going back to Builder. I was kind of upset because their pricing, you have to basically buy this theme. Now, the second year when you go to buy this, it's a little less expensive, but you do have to basically, if you want to have access to this theme in terms of updates, which they do update it a lot, and that's why it's actually 50% off right now. They've made this theme responsive, meaning it looks the same on an iPad, an iPhone, or on your computer. It's $80 for the theme, so you can actually get it for $40 right now. It's really, really cool. And again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/builder, and you can check it out, because you can really design your layout however you want. It's very, very cool. And that is going to do it for this episode 328 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. What did we learn today? Well, we learned that, hey, we might want to consider if there's a way that we can do what I called bulk podcast promotion. Is there somebody that my service, my podcast, and their product, their service, complement each other, that may already have my target audience, and we could complement each other? We learned today from our good buddy, Dustin Hartzler. Yeah, it's one of those days. Dustin Hartzler, which will make things very funny here in a second when you hear that. From Dustin Hartzler over at yourwebsiteengineer.com, we learned about a lot of great plugins. I am a big fan of Backup Buddy. I use that on the schoolofpodcasting.com and other things. And we learned that, here's the thing I liked about Dustin. Number one, he's been doing this for just a little over a year. He's coming up on 2 years. And we learned about the great ways that he is benefiting from his podcast. And I am going to be having more people on the show like Dustin, because the way that you stay on top of your game and the way that you get better is not always starting from scratch, right? So Dustin is kind of a WordPress guru to a certain extent. And next week, we're going to be talking with Angela, the podcastgoddess.com. You'll see her. She has a marketing background. I have a friend of mine, and you know who you are, who I'd like to have come on the show, who's an SEO expert. Talk a little SEO, because these are all things that we use as podcasters. It's not all about microphones and mixers. We use these other skills to help grow our audience, to get our message out to the world. And so I'm going to be having some more interviews coming up in the future. So we learned today a little bit about podcast promotion in bulk. We got introduced to Dustin Hartzler. We learned that the Builder theme is on sale from now through the end of the month by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/builder and using the coupon code responsive50. And we learned this lesson, and this is where I'm going to pull the curtain back. This is episode number 328, version 2.5. And what I just want to let you know that if you ever record a podcast and you're like, oh, that was not very good, you can re-record it. I told you in last week's episode, been having issues with my dog. He's very, very old, and he's been kind of sick lately, and basically is just stopping me from getting any kind of normal sleep. And so I recorded this episode yesterday, and when I listened to it today, I am always slightly scatterbrained. I'm kind of the king of the tangents in terms of, in the middle of a topic, I'll just go into another topic. But this was worse than usual. And I just listened to it back and I went, you know, I just really don't like the way I had too many tangents and I just wasn't happy with it. Now, you can go overboard with that. Don't end up with paralysis by analysis. But I just knew that, number one, the podcast was over an hour long because I actually had some other subjects that will, I basically said, let's put that in next week's episode because all the subjects took up about 20 minutes. So that's another lesson. You don't have to put everything out in every episode and you can re-record it. And I feel better today than I did yesterday, although I am still, I think I'm coming down with something and you can re-record it. So there you go. It doesn't have to be perfect the first time. You can re-record it. In fact, I just listened to let's just leave it at that. You can re-record your podcast. I don't know why you would think you wouldn't, but you can. So there you go. And thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you want to start a podcast, if you would like to avoid all the podcast potholes, for lack of a better phrase, that are on the road to your podcast success, there's one website that has everything you need to discover the power of podcasting. And you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com. I have step-by-step tutorials. I've got resources and I've got little old me to walk you through the entire process as you discover the power of podcasting. Now, if you don't have a website, please send me an email with the phrase quick start in the title. And what happens is basically I will send you a link where you can order hosting for your website and I earn a commission on that. And that commission will pay for you to go to the School of Podcasting. So you spend $7 on a website, you get a month free at the School of Podcasting. Plus you also get this. I will install WordPress for you. I will get rid of all the caca poo poo that comes with WordPress and install all the lovely plugins you need to start podcasting. So all you're going to need to do is get some graphics and provide some content and you are good to go. Now, if you're like, but Dave, I want a cool little price too. Well, here it is. If you already have a website, you want to join the School of Podcasting, use the coupon LISTENER, and you will save on your first month subscription over at schoolofpodcasting.com. So I look forward to working with you. Just go over to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the join button. And until next week, class is dismissed. Thank you so much, and God bless.